Remember Zika? This largely mosquito-borne illness has faded from the headlines, but it's still having a profound effect on children exposed to it in the womb. A study out this week from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that 1 in 7 of them have serious health problems. Now, these children were conceived and born during the height of the Zika outbreak back in 2016. We remember their profound problems then, the misshapen and painful skulls. But this study shows that many who appeared healthy at birth are also now developing secondary neurodevelopmental problems. Drew Joseph is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Drew, we tend to think of Brazil with Zika, but this CDC study looked at just children in American territories, around 1,400 cases.
Yeah, so this study actually just looked at children born in U.S. territory, so Puerto Rico and the other territories. And they actually haven't yet done this study for the U.S. states, but they are planning on doing that.
Wow, and as many as 1,400. So remind us, talk more about these secondary issues. How are they different from the birth defects? You know, the brain wasn't growing properly, so the skulls didn't develop properly. And we saw those right away in many of the babies.
Right. You remember those photos from, as you said, mostly in northeastern Brazil, those cases of microcephaly when the kids were born with abnormally small heads. These abnormalities are kind of appearing as kids start to grow up. Some of these kids are now a year old. And what researchers are starting to see is that they have trouble swallowing or trouble hearing or trouble seeing, or in some cases have sort of trouble with their joints. So their just bodies are really stiff and they're missing developmental milestones. Like they can't sit up when they should be able to. And so things are just starting to kind of emerge as these kids start to get a little bit older.
And we should say, even though they didn't have, at least to the eye, they didn't have microcephaly, they didn't have those defects.
Right, right. And, you know, this virus is known to attack and, like, basically kill brain cells. And so even as the outbreak started to ebb, researchers were saying, these kids, even if they appear healthy, need to be watched closely and see specialists and get hearing tests and get vision tests, because they know from other viruses that can pass from mom to fetus that sometimes problems, even if the kid appears healthy at birth, those problems can come up for at 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. So even now, the researchers at the CDC say, we don't actually know the full spectrum of what we might be seeing in a couple years.
Well, what are some of the other things we are seeing now, and what are some of the possibilities to see down the road?
Yeah, so it's different. It's problems with movement and mobility. Some of these kids can't swallow. Some have like forms of epilepsy, so they're seizing. And it's just sort of just general, like, they're not interacting with their mothers, that kind of thing.
Vision problems, eye problems.
Right.
Look, it has gone off the radar. What is the status of Zika itself?
Yeah, so the virus, that outbreak that everyone remembers, has ebbed. But it's important to remember that the virus is still circulating in about almost 100 places around the world. And it's at really low levels. But because it's still circulating in some places, the CDC still has recommendations in place for pregnant women if they're traveling, for the sexual partners of pregnant women, for men who might get a woman pregnant. There are recommendations in place for travel where sometimes there's recommendations where people shouldn't go, or there's recommendations to take precautions to avoid mosquito bites or to practice safe sex with someone who's been to these places. Because remember, the virus is mostly passed by mosquitoes but can also be transmitted sexually.
Yeah. Well, and this reporting by the CDC just reminds us that all those many more pictures that we saw of children in Brazil, they're going through the same problems.
Right. And so what was new about the study is that there's been some research done in other countries, including Brazil, that looked at the sort of follow-up effects, but mostly of kids who had noticeable defects like microcephaly. This study included children who appeared healthy at birth. So there's some fear that, like, some of those kids who did appear healthy at birth in other places might not be getting the follow-up care that public health officials want. And so some of those kids and those effects might be sort of getting lost from the data.
So maybe they'll go back and look at children that, you know, born to a mother who had Zika but appeared healthy, maybe go back and look at them now to make sure, or maybe they're being brought to the hospitals because of observant parents. So will the CDC continue to track these? Again, 1,400, I'm presuming largely in Puerto Rico, but other territories, U.S. territories, 1,400 kids with this. Will the CDC continue to watch them?
Yes, definitely. So there is a Zika, a U.S. Zika registry that they're asking people and their patients and their clinicians to report to. That's how they track this. And they definitely do need to keep following this because, as we were saying earlier, some of these problems, there might still be problems that that researchers aren't aware of yet that could crop up as kids keep growing up. Mm-hmm. And they're also tracking it in U.S. states, but those data haven't come out yet. Yeah.
Drew Joseph, a reporter at STAT, will link you to his writing at hereandnow.org on the CDC's recent study on children who'd contracted Zika in that outbreak a couple years ago. Drew, thank you.
Thank you very much.